Welcome back to the Keeping It Real podcast. It's your host, Parikshit, and we are bringing this shit back 2020, bigger than ever, better than ever. And what better way to start off the 2022 podcast than to talk about 2021? So first of all, guys, welcome to the podcast. As you guys can see, there's a video as well. I'm currently in my office in my new house, and I mean, it's not that new. I've been living here for a couple of months now, but the office in the new office in the house, going to Miami tomorrow, then I'm going to Cape Town in a week. So the setup might change, but nevertheless, I will be doing more solo podcast episodes this year. You know, that's one thing I realize I should be doing more of is solo podcast episodes, because last year I did upload some, but they were with guests, and it's like, you know, I have a lot to say. I'm gonna start saying those shits, and I don't know why. I mean, I do know why I did not make that much content in 2021. Number one, I really wasn't in the best headspace. Number two, a lot going on in my personal life and my business life. Number three, so much stress with just, like, you know, the house process. And I feel like I could have still documented, and you know, all these might just be excuses at the end, but I am more than excited to make so much more content for 2022, guys. You guys don't even understand, right? And yeah, what better way to start the 2022 podcast than to start talking about 2021, a great year, right? I wouldn't rank it as the best years of my life, but I would definitely say it was an amazing year, right? I'm not going to cap. It was an amazing year. I learned so many lessons. I went through a lot of experiences. Even during a global pandemic, I traveled, I got to travel certain areas of the world, which I'm very, very grateful for. And just in general, man, I'm just, you know, 2021 put me in a position where in 2022, I will be able to grow and explode to a whole nother level that I never imagined was even possible. You know what I mean? So I am mad excited for that. So what I am going to do is kind of just take you guys down the memory lane of 2021, talk about the different lessons I've learned, talk about the different experiences I went through, almost give you guys a little story time, you know what I'm saying? From January to December, where I was, what did I learn when I was there, what did I do, all of that. So I think this would be a good, like, you know, reflection podcast. And also, guys, I forget I have a camera here, so I'm gonna make sure I try to look at the camera as much as I can. But 2021 January started off with me doing half a tab in Montana, which was amazing. I don't know what anybody says about Montana. Montana is dope, right? Maybe it's the Nepalese in me that loves mountains, but Montana, the mountain views, the nature vibes, the people there, I loved it. And going there and spending a week there, I swear to God, I was more present. I had way more clear mind. I was genuinely more fulfilled, happier. And you know, the things I learned from Montana really was just environment, man. The importance of environment, right? For a while in Toronto, I think just having a hectic Q4 in 2020 had two of our best months. And honestly, it burned me out, man. It burned me out. And going to Montana really kind of reignited that flame again, right? And yeah, shout out to Drew, man. Drew, amazing person. I met so many of his friends. Connor, dope guy. Right now, again. Oh yeah, by the way, guys, I'm recording this at 8:06 in the morning, and I haven't slept, so I am gonna miss some details. I might forget some things, but I did DM someone letting them know that, you know, I'm gonna record a podcast and I'm gonna get it out today. So there's that. Anyways, Montana, amazing, right? After Montana, I went to Miami. The first couple of days, we stayed in Fort Lauderdale. I stayed with Chris, Cashway Chris. I think some of you guys may know him if you are in the, you know, e-com marketing world. And James. And that was a very interesting week. I learned a lot of lessons again about environment. You know, no disrespect to Cashway, but he had a girl over too with in the B&B, and like I feel like that did affect the dynamic of what we're trying to do, which was really go monk mode and work, you know what I mean? And that didn't happen. So anyways, yeah, crazy week. Then I spent a week with Sonny and Sam, which is really awesome because those guys are like way ahead of me. You know, people I look up to really with what they have done, not only with their fulfilling business, their e-com stores, you know, Sam with the solar business, Sonny with everything he's doing in Canada. That was really good to see. And I think that's that was a dope environment to be in because, you know, my standards were raised. It was dope being around guys that operate at a higher level to kind of, you know, pick up some mannerisms, understand some things, learn some lessons. And overall, every time I'm with Sonny, it's just a good time. You know, Sonny's a dope guy. One of my, you know, really, really good friends from Brampton. Really, really fuck with that guy. And I do appreciate him. I do appreciate him. So good times with him in Miami. What did I do after that, man? I stayed in Miami, bro. What am I saying? Me and Cashway stayed together in Miami for another 2 weeks. Crazy week, man. What was good was this B&B that we moved into had a basketball court nearby, right? So I was playing so much more basketball. And I genuinely mean it when I say I was so happy that week or the 2 weeks we were there because of playing basketball in the morning. And that was a huge lesson for me in 2021 is like, you know, reconnecting with the things that brought me joy when I was a young kid, right? Because in this paper chase, in this journey of like just e-com, you know, more times when we're working, we're just sitting in front of a screen. It does get depressing. I know for a fact it has a, you know, effect on our mental state, right? So let me just move the mic real quick. It definitely has an effect on our mental state, right? So, you know, being able to play basketball, be present, get some exercise going, amazing. And just Miami in general, man, it's just a dope place. I think this year so many of my friends moved there and I've been loving it so much more. Every time I go back, the main thing is high standards, right? I see how they're living, I see what they're doing, and I'm like, what? Like, you know, Toronto is nothing like Miami, man. Miami, you're competing, like everybody has a Richard Mille, everybody has a, you know, I mean, Rolex is probably a bum watch down there, everybody has a boat, everybody's driving a Lambo. It's just a whole different standards of life there. And what I like about not living there, because I used to live there briefly, is like that gets normal and I feel like you don't want it to get normal. You almost want it to come as a vacation, experience it for a week and cut. And that just makes experience. Like I've noticed the threshold for me to any place that I want to visit is like 10 days max, man. After that, you're shaking it. Like after that, it's just kind of annoying, right? So yeah, Miami, amazing time with Cashway. Then my boy Irfan, he came through to Miami. We stayed in a sick, dope spot together. And yeah, man, just again, being around a closer, bro. Like it's so dope seeing how their routine is. They're so disciplined, right? They're getting on calls. Like being around Irfan, I just see him just get on calls and close people. And it's like, bro, you don't understand. Like you just, you know, close a 6G sale and this guy didn't even know you before this call. Like that was really dope to be around. Me and Irfan did a lot of dope stuff, man. That's literally my brother, bro. You know, rented Porsches, went to designer stores, had amazing dinners, amazing experiences. But let me tell you one thing, guys. Around this time, I wasn't really in the best headspace. I don't think I was present. I think I was overthinking. As I told you guys about my burnout as well, I was kind of burning out. And man, even though I was going to nice restaurants, we were buying designer stuff, you know, I was doing all of this, like I would say I was not as fulfilled as I was being the 18-year-old me with no money in my bank account, but grinding, you know, grinding, drop shipping, watching these videos after I come from school. When I wake up, first thing I'm doing is checking if I got a sale. Like, and that's another thing I learned this year, man. Self-awareness, understanding like what my self-esteem is tied to. And my self-esteem is heavily tied into who I'm becoming and the work that I'm doing, right? And I don't know if that's a negative thing or a positive thing, but I would say it's a positive. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm aware that that's how I feel. So I'm just going to have to work towards, you know, so if I feel better when I work hard, then I should probably work hard more and then, you know, relax less. Because as much as people love to say relax, it's like, no, like me, myself, you know, knowing myself, doing some deep thinking myself, I realize like if I have a long period of relaxation, I will get depressed, you know. And I've had a lot of moments like that in 2021, man, where it's just like, you know, just a lot of just time wasted, just not being productive, man. And I don't want to do that 2022, man. I would say, guys, one of the things for sure is sobriety. And that ties in next with where I went, which was Mexico. You know, Mexico, when I went there, stayed fully sober, man. And it was dope, except for like some drinks. But I was fully sober from everything, right? No kush, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't doing any of that. Like I had such a clear mind. I was around my boys Shane and Simone. Just amazing environment, man. And like when I look back at my 2021, I rank February and March as like the highest like months, because I mean, it was, you know, I based it on how I felt during those times, and I have a lot of memories, clear-headed thinking, very routine life, and I was just kind of, like, enjoying life. And, you know, I realized I got to do that more, man. Like, I got to put myself in those environments, right? I got to travel more. I got to explore new places, because that's what, like, puts me at that, like, you know, 10 out of 10 mood, 10 out of 10 vibe, 10 out of 10 just, you know, whatever I'm on. And yeah, man, Mexico, man, that's a whole nother story. I turned 21 there, you know, just being around Shane and Simone. Like, as I was telling you guys, I wasn't feeling as much fulfilled in, like, Miami, even though I'm telling you guys, man, like, going to these dinners that cost $300-$400, you know, sometimes more, like Komodo, you know, the fucking Swan, all these crazy places, I did all of that, bought designers, you know what I'm saying, riding around in exotic cars. But I'm telling you guys, I was not fulfilled, man. I was not fulfilled. I was so much more fulfilled when it was me, Simone, Shane playing chess on a Friday night in our Playa del Carmen apartment. Like, I was so much more fulfilled then, you know? And that's another lesson I learned in Mexico too, man. Listen to yourself and do the things that you want to do, man. Don't fucking force, like, because I was realizing how, since, like, listen, I'm a good friend, I'm a kind friend, and we'll touch on that in a second, but, like, if I don't want to do something, I shouldn't just do it, you know, for the sake of, oh, my friends are doing it, I should do it. No. If I don't want to do it, don't do it. Because I realized in 2021, I think there's, like, two instances where I was, like, in a situation I don't want to be. And I'm like, why did I agree to this? You know what I mean? And it's like, again, this goes back to me always talking about having high standards, right? Not just in, you know, the girls you date, the money you make and all that, but, like, high standards in, like, how you want your reality to be, right? How you want your life to be, right? And if you are doing things that you don't want to be doing, like, that's not really high standards, because you're not really living your reality. So that was another huge thing for me, understanding that, okay, if I don't want to go somewhere, I'm not going to go somewhere. You know, even if they peer pressure me, come, like, it's gonna, no, if I don't want to do it, don't do it, right? A couple of, 2 weeks ago, we were in Blue Mountain. All my friends, they're like, oh, you know, we got to ski. I did not want to do it. I was so cold. And I'm like, the thought of being cold. Again, guys, I haven't skied in my life, so I'm missing out. I may be wrong. But again, I'm going with my feeling, right? It's like, this time around, I was like, oh, listen, I'm cozy here. We have a hot tub here. I got some shit to do. I'd rather stay here, right? Even though I could go skiing, and I was like, I'm going to put myself in a situation that I don't want to be in. Like, midway when I'm skiing, let's say I'm cold as, because it was cold as fuck that day. When I'm cold as fuck, I'm going to be thinking, why the fuck did I do this? And, you know, now that I'm in a position in my life where I have some money, where I have some network, I have some influence, like, or I've had this, like, you know, some kind of freedom for a couple of years now. And it's like, I got to really, really exercise that even more, right? With, I already do that with who I'm around. Trust me, if I don't like you, best believe we're probably not going to see each other again, right? So, I already do that, but I realize with what I do, right? Even if I'm with friends and I don't want to do something, don't do it, which is very key. But, man, shout out Shane and Simone, man. Those two are, like, my best friends, man. Like, those guys are amazing people. I really, really, like, so appreciate them, because I feel like, you know, us being in that environment, it really, really helped me mentally. It helped me mentally more than anything, and I think it brought me back up. And, you know, once I left Mexico, which was end of March, I stayed in Mexico for a month and a half, and there's a lot of stories in that too. You know, we did acid in Tulum, which was pretty eye-opening, spending 1.8k in Tulum dinner, that man, 1.1k just on 19 Clase Azul shots, which I didn't know were Clase Azul. Just like, man, crazy times. Like, I would say I hate Cancun because it's way too touristy. Tulum, influencer vibe, mad expensive, fucking gotta drive everywhere or walk everywhere or take a taxi everywhere. It sucks. Playa del Carmen, though, personal experience, fits my personality type. I love walking. I love, you know what I'm saying, just like everything being close. I love Playa del Carmen. But Tulum sucked. I hated it. Cancun sucked. I didn't hate it. I mean, no, Tulum I didn't hate, but, you know, it was cool. it was cool. Like, we had a pretty sick villa we stayed at. Another key person in Mexico that was huge was Max, man. My boy Max, which was very, it was like a very sick coincidence, because the day I land, my homie Simone is showing me around, you know, Playa, and randomly some guy just standing in the middle smiling like this, and I'm like, Max, like, what? Like, you know, he used to be my client like 3 years ago. I was like, what? And I'm like, what are the odds that we randomly meet in Mexico, right, in Playa del Carmen, where I haven't talked to you in 2 years? And I'm like, bro, it was so funny because the last time I met you was like a random event in LA, like just like this. That was crazy. But, you know, me and Max, man, we had a lot of deep talks, bro. Like, that guy is a G. I love the path and journey he's on. He's been out of Canada pre-COVID, which is dope. And he still never experienced any restrictions that they placed here, which I think is amazing, right? But anyways, back to New York. Yeah, I went. And so what happened during this time was, you know, Ontario, dumbass Ontario that does not know how to operate, or Canada, I should say, they imposed a hotel quarantine if you fly into Toronto, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm not doing that. And during this time, I was like, okay, you know, I don't want to get fined or whatever. But now I realize all those fines get thrown out. It doesn't even mean anything. But I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Toronto. Or no, I'm going to fly from Mexico to New York, spend a week with my family, and then fly to Buffalo and walk across the border. And I did exactly that. And, you know, New York, dope time. I got to stay in my homie's Conrad's apartment, which was like a dope ass apartment right by Times Square. One of the sexiest views. Like, I was waking up, the sun's rising. I was like, wow, this is the most beautiful view I've ever seen. Like, that was one of the first times in Manhattan where I felt rich. You know what I mean? And like, I even had a day where I went with my mentor, Brandon Carter. I had bought him a Dior tie. Then we went to Louis Vuitton after from the back, you know what I'm saying? Like a G, bought a sweatshirt, which is like there, and I've only worn it once. Had an amazing dinner with my mentor. Just, you know, it's, I love being around my mentor, man. He's such a dope person. I learned so much being around him, and that was a dope experience in itself. But, you know, every good thing comes to an end because I had to go back to communist Canada, right? But who else did I link in New York, man? Max, Zeke, even my homie Drew from Montana, linked him there. Just amazing time with all these people, you know. Didn't get to link my homie Trill, which I will next time. Or actually, we did link this year in Miami, which was dope. But, you know, I didn't get to link Trill this time around. And yeah, New York, I have family, so it's always dope. Then I flew to Buffalo. Then I took an Uber to the border. Then I walked across the border. Beautiful Niagara Falls view. And it was very easy getting in. Brandon picked me up. And to be honest, guys, April was a very, like, I don't remember much of April. And that's the crazy thing about Toronto is the months I was in Toronto, I do not remember as much, or they were not as memorable. You know what I mean? And I think I learned a lot of lessons, but in very different ways. But man, coming back to Toronto in April, what I didn't like is that I got back into my old habits, right? I had been sober. I had, like, you know, just built this massive, you know, progression, this massive momentum. And then I get home, just get back into my old habits, you know, my doing the old things again. It's just like, it was not good, man. And I think that's why April wasn't the best, right? I still had some fun with my friends. I linked them. And this time around, you know, even with my business, I had some partners. And actively, I was, you know, we were working together on our business, but nothing memorable. But in May, guys, in fucking May, this shit was crazy, man. On May 1st, right? This is when I get introduced to shitcoins and the whole crypto world. So it's May 1st, and I've been collecting crypto for like the last couple of months. My Nexo account, I'd only put 10 grand in. It was at like 60,000 because of Ethereum. I had a bunch of other wallets with a couple of money. So they were talking about this coin called Yummy, right? And on the first day, I got into Yummy. And that was crazy because at its peak, that was, when I saw it was $580,000. And everybody can look at this face right here and laugh because your boy did not cash out at the top, right? Your boy did not cash out nearly at the top at all. Your boy was a little bit greedy and lost a lot of money being a greedy little pig and not understanding, you know, fundamentals of just trading and like honestly, shitcoins is gambling, right? Just understanding, yo, when you're up, leave, right? So that was very, very dumb, but that was a very memorable part about May, man. Just like, actually another funny, memorable part, you know, Ontario imposing their lockdown. I think that's why too, nothing was memorable because I was home all day, right? Because there's a fucking lockdown going on. And in May, the same thing. But this time around, one of my homies' birthday, we went to eat dinner at like a hibachi spot downtown. And like, it was dope because no indoor dining were allowed, but you know, we had to pay a little extra and the guy was letting us in and eat. And it was such a dope experience. It was my homie's birthday. The guy's like, yeah, man, you guys can roll blunts here. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? We're indoor, you know, like Ontario has such strict like indoor smoking rule that we don't even have a cigar lounge. So like my boys are balling blunts here. And I was like, okay, word, this is kind of crazy. So May was pretty dope, right? but still dull because of the lockdown, man. And what happened towards the end of May was, you know, I had told my dad to start looking at houses, and June 1st, we put an offer on this house. Again, retarded shit, man. The day before the thing, realtor's like, yep, need $50,000 in bank draft. I'm like, bro, all my money's in USD. It takes a couple of days to come through. So I had to fucking scramble, ask my friends, borrow money from people just to make that happen. And I don't give them all the shout out, man, because, like, I don't want to take you guys for granted, man. Like, you know, like, a lot of the, you got people came through and we made that happen. We put an offer, we won the bid for the house, and we had like 3 months till closing. And let me tell you something, guys. From then till the next 3 months, my life was like a roller coaster, because June came around, I moved downtown. But again, man, my habits, bro, like, I was just not that disciplined. You know, I'm not sacrificing things. Even with my partnership, we had to end it because we had a, not a disagreement, but I think we did not understand each other's long-term vision with this, and like, what were the expectations. And yeah, man, June wasn't like the craziest month for me. Again, lockdown stuff, I think things were finally opening up, I'm reconnecting with friends. July, similar things. I'm trying to think. July, I definitely had some great nights in July when I went out, and, you know, but more times, guys, I was literally at my house just doing work, right? Anyways, July 28th, I had an acid trip, which was a life-changing trip, because I was walking around downtown Toronto just saying, okay, I need to fix this, I need to fix that. Oh my God, I'm doing this wrong, I'm doing that wrong. And I might sound like a crazy person saying that now, right? But I promise you guys, after that day, my business really did take a turn, because I think everything I learned from that acid trip, I did apply, and it made for better client experience and better team experience. And I realized those are the two metrics that I want to measure success with, right? Because every motherfucker can make money. You can rip people off and make money, but I want to provide an amazing service, not just for my clients, but amazing serve, you know, amazing thing for my team, where they're looking forward to, you know, working at MintDAV, where they're looking forward to going to their job, right? So that was really, really dope. About July and just psychedelics in general, man. Like, I can say so much about psychedelics. Like, you know, none of this is advice, this is just me talking, guys, but psychedelics genuinely have helped me so much with my mental health. I had a recent one, you know, like 8 days ago. Such a refresher. Every time I have a psychedelic trip, it's a turning point towards the right direction in my life, I believe. I don't want you guys to take that as advice and fucking abuse drugs thinking it's going to change your life, but I feel like if certain psychedelics are done correctly in the right environment, it can be very beneficial to your mental health. So I would say that, right? Anyways, yeah, July, man, July, crazy month for sure, I would say. Man, honestly, I gotta look at a lot of things I was doing, but I, you know, outside of the LSD trip, again, being locked down, I don't remember much. I think, you know, outdoor dining had finally opened up, so we're eating outside. We had finally been able to go out, and I think I took my friends to Coffee Oyster Champagne, which is like my favorite spot downtown. Another crazy story about that, turns out the owner of my favorite restaurant is, you know, is, I guess, related or relatives with someone I'm very close with, someone I've helped consult with the email on. And that was dope, meeting the owners. And that's something of my, you know, that's a goal of mine in 2022, is really network more, right? Again, for those of you guys who are watching the camera, I'm not looking at the camera, I apologize, but your boy Matt sleepy, your boy talking to himself, and it's almost 8:30 in the morning, right? So allow me. Anyways, yeah, so July goes around. August, I was just applying all those changes that I was applying, you know, that I learned from my acid trip. But the one crazy part was, this was the last month for the closing of the house, and everything was getting mad serious. And, you know, turns out there was like things wrong with my accounting. I had trusted someone to do my accounting. They didn't really deliver, and then it did come to bite me in the ass, and I had to hire a last minute accountant and work with them to make sure everything is good for the house. And, like, you know, it cost me a couple of days. There was even a day where I had to, like, you know, tell a girl not to come over because I was so stressed. I had to work on accounting all day. And that taught me a lesson of, you know, pay the price from the beginning. Pay the price for amazing people from the beginning, because the opportunity cost of doing it cheaply or doing it not properly is so much more than what it would have just cost you to do it properly, man. So, you know, and forget the money. Forget the money. It was my time, man. It took away so much of my time having to redo a lot of that. And I never want to go through that again. You know, I never want to go through that again. I want to be very, very organized and smart with my finances. I want to be very smart and organized with whatever I'm doing. And yeah, taxes for sure, man. Taxes, all of that, man. I want to make sure I'm aware, because I realize, guys, if you are not aware of certain subjects, people will 100%, people will 100%, right, find a way to exploit you and make money off of you. And I think that's what happened to me. I'm not really going to go into details with my house, but I ain't going to lie, guys. On the day of the closing, I kind of got, you know, dumbfounded with what happened. And it's like kind of put me in a situation that really affected my mental state, you know, and I think had to do with, you know, poor communication and just in general, business, life, friendship, relationship, you know, communication is so key. And I think that missing and that shit just ruined my whole month. And but regardless, August was a dope month because I was, you know, I was more serious. I was applying all those changes. I was working every day heavy. I even went to cottage with my boy Terujan and you know, all of his friends who became my friends. And like, there's amazing people, just good time. And yeah, September rolls around, right? September rolls around. And what are we doing? This was the weirdest thing to me, right? The whole time I was living downtown, not once did I link my homie Nano. And then right when I'm about to leave, me and Nano start like linking up together more and working together more from his condo, right? And I was so productive. I got on Twitter too, you know, got myself to 3,000 followers. I think 10,000 is the goal now. But man, you know, grew the Twitter, was just getting a lot of things done. Just working in that environment with Nano was just always dope. You know, just pushing each other, teaching each other new things, learning things from each other. Amazing, right? But I moved back home. Bought this house or moved into this house, which is the biggest purchase of all time for me. But what's cool is that, as you guys can see, I'm yawning, man, just because I'm tired. Like, I think the sleep deprivation is catching up to me now. But, you know, this house, man, the biggest purchase, found out it appreciated by $200,000, which is amazing. It's not money I see, so it's like, whatever, I have this house, but man, you guys don't understand how big this was for my family, you know, since the minute they came to Canada, they've spent every single dollar on rent, or, you know, just making sure, like, priorities are met, and they had gone through certain things when they first came that, you know, really fucked up their credit, that made it where, you know, it was hard for them to have discretionary income, man, and, you know, me being able to do this for my parents, like, it's weird because it still hasn't hit me. I'm waiting for like a couple events to happen for it to hit me, but like, this is real, you know. Like, this is my office in my house that I own, you know, with my parents. And it's like, we have an Airbnb, and that's another thing, we have an Airbnb business downstairs that's helping us pay the mortgage, which I'm going to talk about in another podcast. But man, I love Airbnb, and for everybody who's you know, interested in Airbnb, looking more into Airbnb, definitely follow my homie Josh, man. He is such a G, man. I learned everything from him, right? But anyway, September, amazing month, by the way. You know, just all my shit. If I wanted to go downtown, I'll drive or I'll take the train, you know. And this time around, I met Victor as well. Brought Victor as part of the team, you know, connected so much with him. And like, you know, brought, like, he was such a key factor in what we're doing. What else do we do in September, man? Man, I was boxing. I joined kickboxing. I started playing basketball more often. And again, see, September was dope because I was present, playing basketball, you know, going Muay Thai, right? Working with the right environment, right? Being on my shit. It's just like, September was dope. And October, same thing. First half, amazing. You know, actually, October was amazing because until the 18th, when I left to Miami, I had so much fun. I was doing, you know, I was on my shit. I was routine, getting shit done. Then I went to Miami, and that was a whole nother thing, man. Holy shit. I met so many people. I even signed some clients. I went to e-com events. I met, you know, friends I've never met in my life. And Miami was just dope. Again, high standards. It raises, like, what you think is normal. It raises, you know, everything, man. Like, I came back, and, like, I made definitely more money than, you know, I would have if I didn't go to Miami, because my standards, like, just to give you guys context, man, I'm talking to my homie, right? I'm not going to disclose his name, but he's like, yeah, man, this New Year's weekend, we should do considerably 600 grand with all the properties, or, you know, on the high end, 1.2 million or like 1 mil. And I was like, what? Like, over the weekend, my boy? Like, you know? So when you hear shit like this, 10K a month doesn't sound that much, right? And like, that's a whole, I mean, if you guys are listening to the story, I think you guys can pick up on that, right? Like, how different my life experience was, how different my life fulfillment was when I was in the right environment versus when I was not in the right environment, right? In Miami, I was in the right environment, but I did learn a lesson, guys. Can't stay there for too long, man. I think 10 days or less, man. And even that's shaking it. This time around, I'm only going for a week, strictly business, gonna meet some friends, but like, man, Miami could be very distracting, you know? Shout out Piero and Sebas, amazing Halloween party. I went on so many dope, like, you know, went to Carbone, I love Tacoology and drank so many, and this time around, I was just kind of branding myself as like, you know, espresso martini guy. So every time an entrepreneur would meet me, they'd be like, Splash, espresso martini, right? So, but yeah, I got to say, I met Steve Will Do It. I didn't get the jet ski, which was whack, but you know, I got to meet my homie, Drew, Conrad, Josh, everybody, man. It was just so much fun, man. Going to dinner with just honchos and just like me, Fez, Luca, Peter going to dinner, Luca getting his, you know, card roulette and him paying for dinner, like the drive back. So, amazing time in Miami. And it just really expanded my mind. And when I look back at November, when I came back, I did apply those things. I went harder with New Edition. And I think that's another thing in October that I really started going heavy with is, you know, New Edition. I've always grown Mint Ave. Now I've set up Mint Ave in a way where I'm still involved, but I'm not involved in a way where it takes a lot of my time. A lot of my time is spent on growing and, you know, building a new edition. And shout out New Edition, man. This is like my passion project. I am loving building this. I can't wait for so many of you guys to be a part of this. I think it's going to be amazing. And yeah, man, New Edition to the moon. We are coming heavy. November, outside of that, I'm trying to think. I don't even know if I did much, bro. Like, you know, same thing. I'll just come back. Me and Victor would work either out of my office or I'll go downtown. And in December, because things were going well again, you know, I decided to move back into a condo because I want to get, you know, improve my social life. And I want to improve, like, you know, living alone, my productivity, having the condo, I would invite so many people over. But man, let me tell you something, bro. It sucks to live in a place where a government can wake up, put an announcement, and it affects your, you know, direct livelihood of, like, you know, you getting in shape and you being able to go out. And it's like, we're in another lockdown right now. And like, I don't want to get political, guys, but I think you guys understand my stance on this. This is getting ridiculous. This is nothing to do with health, because if it was about health, they would talk about health, right? But they got a bunch of fat motherfuckers talking about jabs. So, and if anyone disagrees on that, unfollow me, block me, and don't talk to me. I don't even want to associate with people like you. You know what I'm saying? So straight up, man, like, what's going on in Ontario is really sad, because I had to get out of my lease. You know, in December, I definitely spent, you know, I spent time in Toronto. We went out, you know, I went out, had some amazing dinners, amazing convos, amazing link ups with people. But overall, you know, it was very short lived, because fucking Doug Ford and his little puppets are coming here, making rules. And it's just like, not cool, man. It's just not cool. And, you know, like, man, I'm not fucking with this. So I really, really hope, you know, in 2022, all this madness is finally done, because I am getting so tired of it. But anyways, guys, in 2022, I got another podcast teed up. As you guys can see, my eyes, the sleep is catching up. So I think towards the end, that's why you saw me get a little bit loose, talk about certain subjects. But man, we got teed up podcasts coming up. We got Keeping It Real going heavy. New Editions going to the moon. Mint Ave is going to the moon. You know, my Airbnb business is doing well. I couldn't be more grateful, guys. And, you know, one thing I want to say is I did not take this podcast seriously in 2021, but I got so many messages from you guys saying that, you know, like, you guys want to hear podcasts again, you guys support me, et cetera, et cetera. And like, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, man, like, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys, right? Expect just greatness, man. Expect greatness, you know. In 2021, a lot of things happened, but I think 2022, the air is very different, man. I just feel it, you know. I've already been like, man, I would have never stayed up till fucking 8:30 in the morning filming a podcast, right? And I'm not recommending it. This just happened today because I drank a little bit more caffeine, but I would have probably been in bed watching TikTok. But I'm putting in work. Like, I'm a whole new me. And, you know, there's so many other lessons that I didn't even cover. Like, you know, understanding the concept of who you're becoming and chasing that person every day, you know. Another one is friends, man. Like, it's so important to have the right circle, right? We talked about environment, but not just that. Like, you want to make sure you have people around you that will be there for you when you have shit, you know, when shit goes down, right? When shit goes down, you need soldiers to make sure that, you need people, not even soldiers, man. You just want to have people around you that can hold you down, right? And I had an instance like that, and a lot of people came through, man. And I fucking genuinely love some of my students and some of my friends that came through and helped me during a situation when I was really down bad, bro. And, you know, a huge lesson I learned is they will leave you when you're down, not when you're up, man. They'll love you when you're up, and they will love you when you're up, man. And it's a very interesting thing, man. It's a very, very, it's very interesting. It's kind of annoying losing people after you kind of, you know, whatever. I ain't gonna talk about this, but you know what I'm saying? Just like keep real people around you. I think what's good with me is I have some dope ass people around me in my life that I travel with, that, you know, I can go to any city and meet with. And I'm very, very grateful for the network I've expanded to, right? But 2022, more content, more value. I'm about to die, guys. Like, this sleep deprivation is gonna get to me any minute, so I'm gonna have to end this podcast. But listen, guys, since Keeping It Real is back, I need you guys to do me a favor. Share this with your people. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you, I mean, is there a like button? I mean, it's going to be on YouTube, so smash the like button, comment, subscribe, whatever. But yeah, for those listening in on audio, I really appreciate you guys, man, for real. And let's have a banger year, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye-bye.